Module 6, Motivating Managers. It's been proven that a company with employees who feel motivated and inspired will perform better and take pride in their work. However, employee motivation is not an exact science and needs to be personalized to the individual employee or employee group. One employee can be motivated by monetary gain, while another is moved by personal recognition. The key to helping them both feel appreciated is to find a way to motivate them that enables them to earn it. Provide the needed resources. One way of motivating your managers is to make available any additional support and resources they may need, such as other members of management or various training resources. A manager cannot complete their job well if they don't have the resources they need. As a member of upper management, don't forget to offer plenty of encouragement and personal support. Ensure that they can always use you as a resource and that if they need something they cannot find or get on their own, you will do your best to help them acquire it. Example support and resources: emotional support and encouragement, coworker and other management support teams, additional training times and materials. Bonuses and incentives. Bonus and incentive programs are a popular motivational tool with employees. They are normally given for jobs well done or increased employee performance. Rewards come in many shapes and sizes, including monetary bonuses, gifts, or special recognitions, which can make this type of motivation easily flexible among employees. Some employees may not respond to the prize itself, but by becoming personally involved in what they desire and what they want to strive for, you can motivate them to excel and achieve their goals while adding a bonus on the side. Tips for bonus and incentive programs. Determine the bonuses or incentives you want to accomplish. Decide who will take part in the program. Develop clear performance goals. Ensure open communication throughout the program. Give credit for good work. One of the most overlooked forms of motivation is the simple thank you or even good job. As upper management, we forget that the small gestures can make a big difference in how our employees are motivated and inspired at work. Since timing is the key, give recognition as soon as possible after the accomplishment or success. The employee will be grateful to be recognized and will not feel as though their hard work has gone unnoticed by management. Tips: recognize all forms of good work, large or small. Give credit right away. Over time, it can lose its effect. Be sincere and avoid sounding cheesy. Keep them challenged. Keeping your managers and other employees challenged is often referred to as the grow or go situation, where management needs to keep their employees challenged and help them feel as though they are growing, or they may go elsewhere. While they may not physically leave the company, their desire and job pride may have already left. So it is important to keep their job interesting and allow them to grow and expand their duties. If they excel in one area and have become limited in what they can do, try them in another area or give them more responsibility in their current position. Don't feel threatened by those that want to move forward. They are not all out to become the next vice president or CEO, but many do seek the challenge of new opportunities. Case study. Kim wanted to motivate her employees to exceed their sales quotas before the end of the year break. She decided a bonus incentive plan would be the best choice. She gathered her group of employees and announced the program. She announced the rules and explained what aspects of their sales quota had to be met and exceeded. Kim then explained how the winner will be selected. "What will we win?" asked one of her employees. "Well, the choice is up to you. You will be awarded a cash certificate to purchase an item of your choice from select stores. I know some of you would love a new wardrobe, while some of you would enjoy a small vacation," Kim smiled. At the end of the year, Kim reviewed everyone's sales quota and announced the winner was one of her veteran employees, Andrea. She praised her for her high sales and then gave her credit for improved customer service as well. When Andrea had been given her reward, Kim told her that she felt she was ready to move to the next level of her section. Kim assigned Andrea some new areas to make sales in and had her train some of the new hires. With skills such as yours, we want to be sure you can stay sharp and challenged.